圣经上在三章一节有这样一段话，撒母耳记上三章一节。
Let's see, First Samuel chapter 3 verse 1.
我们来把这个来读出来好吗？
Let's read.
一起来，英文中文一起可以来。童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。好，圣灵让我看到，当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
The Holy Spirit inspired me and see in those days the word of the Lord was rare. There was not many visions.
那是因为那个时候树立在耶和华面前有三种人。
Because at those that time there were three type of people, standing serving God.
我请大家记住，等一下我会问大家哪三种人的。
I hope you remember, and later we will ask you what three types of people there are.
第一种人是无知的人，是听不懂神的话的人。
The first type is the people who are ignorant and who can understand God's word.
一种人是胆小的，尊重人过于尊重神的人。
The second type is the people who full of fear and honor people more than honor God.
一种人是刚硬的，无视神的人。
The third type is stubborn and not knowing God.
我慢慢的会讲这三种人。有趣的是，那个时候这三种人都生活在同一个屋檐下，而且他们都在圣殿里侍奉耶和华。
We will talk these three type of people regardly.And interestingly, we know these three type of people, they all living under the same roof, serving God.
好，我们现在来看第一种人是无知的，听不懂神的话的人。
Let's look at first type, the ignorant person who couldn't understand God.
我们从三章一节，我们读到十节。
Let's read from chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 10.
翻到了，我们就一起读。童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。一日，以利睡在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。神的灯在神耶和华殿内的约柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说我在这里，就跑到以利那里说，你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。他就去睡了。耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说，我的儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你又呼唤我，我在这里。以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子，因此以利对撒母耳说，你仍去睡吧，若再呼唤你，你就说耶和华请说仆人静听。撒母耳就去，人睡在远处。耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说，撒母耳啊，撒母耳。撒母耳回答说，请说，仆人静听。好，我们看到撒母耳还在童年的时候已经在耶和华的殿中，在大祭司以利的身旁侍奉耶和华了。
We see when Samuel was still young, he was already serving God under the Eli.
但是因为他年幼无知，祭司对耶和华直接跟他讲话，连续三次他都听不明白，也不知道谁在与他说话。
Because he was young and ignorant, he didn't know it wasthe Lord calling him.
直到大祭司以利告诉他那是耶和华在对他说话，他才恍然大悟。
Until the high priest Eli told him it was the Lord, then he realized.
他有几次没有听到耶和华的话？
How many times he didn't hear?
几次？三次。 OK, 连续三次没有听到，直到第四次他才听到了。
There were three times he couldn't hear God's calling until the fourth time.
所以当他听到上帝站在他面前说， 撒母耳啊，撒母耳，他连忙才恭敬的回答说：“请听，仆人，静听。”
Until the fourth time when he heard God's calling, Samuel, Samuel, then he said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
同样也是如此，当我们无知的时候，我们的心思、我们的言语、我们的意念都像一个小孩子。
When we're ignorant in spirit, our mind, our heart, and all we think is just like a child.
因为我们年幼无知，我们常常听不懂神在对我们说什么。
Because of our childish and ignorant, we couldn't understand God's word.
如果我们还年幼，我们就很容易被世界的流行文化所掳去。
If we're still being childish, we're so easily caught up in the trend of this culture.
举个简单的例子，比如电玩如今就是少年人的偶像。
For example, the video game is the idol of many youth.
许多的小朋友身心灵都被所辖制。
Many kids trapped into the game, their mind, their heart.
其实圣灵也在旁边多次的呼唤他的名字，但是他往往还是听不到或者听不懂。
Even though the Holy Spirit called upon them, but they couldn't hear the calling and couldn't understand.
这个时候，因为我们无知，神的话就会稀少下来。
Because of our ignorance, God's word seems rare.
想一想，如果童子撒母耳第四次、第五次、第六次仍然听不懂上帝在对他说话，神或许就不再与他说话，或者也会兴起别人去传递信息。
If Samuel couldn't hear God's calling fourth and fifth or sixth time, maybe God would not call him anymore or calling others to deliver his message.
今天的问题是，这种因为无知使耶和华言语稀少的情况也一样发生在我们成年人的身上。
The ignorant also the reason that God's words are rare because of the ignorant, this situation also happened to the adult.
因为无知不是少年人的专利。
Because ignorant is not a patent to the youth.
人会被流行文化、被世界的风俗掳去，不单是少年人的事。
It's not only to the youth, adult as well will be caught into the trend and the culture.
今天我也同样看到我们成年人玩起来 iPhone、iPad、iTouch 也是没完没了的。
And we see many adults were so indulged in iPhone, iPad, iTouch.
现在我看到触摸式的电脑就像一个大的 iPhone, 应有尽有。
Now let's see the touchscreen computer is just like a big version of iPhone.
我有一天看到一个文章，有人把 iPhone 翻译成爱疯。
Once I saw an article describing iPhone as crazy for crazy.
热爱的爱，发疯的疯。
It's like it's loving and crazy.
非常的传神，翻译的表示说人爱他可以爱到发疯。
It's very vivid. It describes people can love iPhone to the crazy.
这个花花绿绿的世界有无数的东西可以让人爱到他发疯。
In this fancy and confusing world, there are so many things can make us go crazy about.
但结果是怎样呢？
What's the result?
因着属灵的年幼和无知，叫人将多少的时间、精力和生命白白的泡在那永恒无关的无聊的事情上。
Because of the ignorant in the spirit, we waste so much of our energy, our strength, our time in the worthless things, has no relation to the eternity.
上帝借着圣经对我们说什么话呢？
What's God want to tell us in the Bible?
上帝说要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
God says in the Bible, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
圣经没有告诉我们说人生苦短，所以要爱惜光阴。
Bible didn't say it's because of life is short and bitter, so we need to love the time.
而是说这个时代邪恶的时代会蒙骗人，能够使一个人无知的人对上帝的话视而不见，听而不闻。
It's because the days are evil. In those days, there are so many things will trap people and away from God, and they listen to God but cannot hear when they read but cannot understand God's word.
上个礼拜我讲乃曼的故事。
Last week we talked about the story of Naaman.
有一位姐妹来对我说，虽然这个故事她很熟，但她的今天你的信息仍然很 touch 我的心，她说。
One sister came after and told Pastor the story, though the story was very familiar to her, but she was deeply touched.
她说她的问题常常就是在不能信而顺服。
She said her problem was she couldn't trust and obey.
我看到当人真的能够听到神对他说话，他也真的能愿意靠着圣灵带领去改变自己的时候，就是他的生命开始突破和成长的时候。
When I see people hearing God speaking to them and willing to change themselves and this is the beginning of their growth spiritually.
现在我们教会正在进行门徒的培训。
Now our church is doing a disciple training.
我们在强调读经的时候，盼望大家改变自己的器官。
We emphasize that when we read Bible, we need to use different organs.
我们或许过去看圣经的时候只用眼睛来看，只发现上面的亮光和圣经的故事。
Before we, when we read Bible, we use our eyes and we see enlightenment and the Bible story.
如果我们愿意成为耶稣的门徒，我们能不能改变用自己的耳朵来听上帝借着这段圣经对我说了什么样的话？
If we want to be a true disciple, can we just change the organ to use the ears to hear if God, what God wants to say to me through this passage of the Bible.
我们看到童子撒母耳一听到神在对他说话，立刻就回答说，请说，仆人静听。
We see when Samuel heard God's calling, he immediately responded and said, speak, I'm listening.
那是撒母耳还是个童子，我看不会比今天我们在座的少年人来的大。
At that time, Samuel was still young. He shouldn't be much older than most of the youth sitting here.
但是他却毕恭毕敬地肃立在上帝的面前，听候上帝的吩咐。
Yet he stand and obey God's command respectfully.
于是我们就看到撒母耳的生命是日长夜大。
Then we see Samuel's spiritual life grows day and night.
最后成为那个时代神话语的出口，甚至以色列两代的君王扫罗和大卫都是由他去亲自高立的。
Then he became the channel of God's word to Israelites, and also he anointed two kings of Israel, Saul and David.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，包括今天在座的少年人
，Dear brothers and sisters, including our youth,
我们要去掉无知，要亲耳听到神对我们的心说话。
We shouldn't be ignorant anymore and hear God speak to us personally.
哪一天你听到了神的话，也愿意起来改变自己，信而顺服。
When the day we hear God speaking to us and willingly to change ourselves, trust and obey God.
如果这样的时候，你就不再年幼，不再无知，神对你说的话也不会再稀少。
When that day comes, you will not be childish and ignorant anymore.And God's word will not be read to you anymore.
我们刚才讲了哪一种人？无知的人，听不懂上帝话的人。OK， 现在我们来讲第二种人，就是胆小的人，尊重人过于尊重神的人。
We talk about the first type who are ignorant. Now we're going to talk about the second type who are full of fear, honor people more than God.
我们从二章撒母耳记二章二十七节要读到三十节，我们来读这四节。
We'll read First Samuel chapter two,
二章二十七节
，verse 27 to 30
到三十节。 翻到了我们就一起来读。有神人来见以利，对他说，耶和华如此说，你祖父在埃及法老家做奴仆的时候，我不是向他们显现吗？在以色列众支派中，我不是拣选人做我的祭司，使他烧香在我的坛前献祭，在我面前穿以弗德，又将以色列人所献的火祭都赐给你父家吗？我所吩咐献在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？因此耶和华以色列的神说，我曾说你和你父家必永远行在我面前，现在我却说绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的我必看重他，藐视我的他必被轻视。我们在先知与以利的对话中得知，
We know from the man of God, the conversation between man of God and Eli.
身为大祭司的以利明明知道自己的儿子仗着他大祭司的身份，在圣殿中胡作非为，得罪神，亵渎神。
Though Eli knows, his son was doing the wicked thing, in the temple because of his position as a high priest.
虽然他也听到外面的风声不好，也批评过儿子，但是当他的儿子不愿意听他，作为父亲，作为大祭司的以利，从此就闭口不再作声。
Though he heard the talking about his son's wicked behavior among the people, and he scolded his sons, but when his son refused to take his rebuke, he gave up.
甚至任凭两个儿子在圣殿中继续作恶。
He even let his sons do as they want.
以致神差遣先知对他说话，责备他，尊重儿子过于尊重我。
Till God sent the prophet and told him he honored his son more than God.
神的责备甚至说要废掉以利和他儿子的职分，将世袭的大祭司转换他人。
God said he will forfeit Eli's position and all the blessing for his family and give the high priest position to others.
我们看到神对父亲的大祭司以利说，我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？
In verse 29, God said, Why do you scold my sacrifice and offering that I prescribe for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more thanme by fattening yourself on the choicest part of every offering made by my people Israel.
显然在这件事情上，以利有直接的责任，并且有姑息纵容自己儿子作恶之嫌。
Obviously, Eli is responsible for his son's evil behavior. He allowed them continues to do the wicked thing.
但是以利在得到神如此严重的警告之后，似乎仍然没有使用父亲和大祭司的权柄，让儿子作恶的行为有所收敛。
After God's rebuke, Eli as a father and a high priest, he did not use his authority to restrain his sons from the wrongdoing.
所以我们看到神在差遣先知对以利说话之后，再次兴起年幼的撒母耳向大祭司以利传递信息。
After this, God also raised the young Samuel to deliver a message to Eli.
这件事情其实是非常可悲的。
This is such a tragedy.
大祭司本来是人与神之间的桥梁，要将神的话带给人，也要将人的需要带给神。
Originally, the priest is the bridge between the Lord and the people.He will deliver God's word to people and bring people's concern to God.
但现在神不愿意直接与自己的大祭司说话，甚至宁愿让一个年幼的孩子去传递一个严重的审判的信息。
Now God is not willing to speak directly to his high priest, but rather raise a young child to deliver a such a serious message about judgment.
我们来看看三章十一节到十四节，这四节里面神叫撒母耳怎么来说。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 11 to 14, and we'll see God.
我们从十一节，三章十一节可以读到十四节来看一看怎么说。耶和华对撒母耳说：“我在以色列中必行一件事，叫听见的人都必耳鸣。我指着以利家所说的话，到了时候，我必始终应验在以利身上。我曾告诉他，必永远降罚于他的家，因他知道儿子作孽，自招咒诅，却不禁止他们。”所以我向以利家启示说，以利家的罪孽虽献祭礼物，永不得赎去。我们看到了什么？我们看到了当一个人因为胆小怕人，尊重人过于尊重神的时候，神就不再对他讲话。
We see when a man fear people, honor people more than God, and God does not want to talk to him.
这里神的话稀少，同样不是神不想对以利讲话。
Here, God's word is rare. It's not because God doesn't want to talk to Eli.
而是因为他尊重人过于尊重神，因为他怕儿子过于怕神，因为他怕得罪儿子过于怕得罪神。
It's because Eli was afraid of his son more than afraid of God, honored his son more than God.
所以神就不再对大祭司说话，宁愿兴起一个年幼的童子做自己的出口。
So God will not talk to Eli and raised a young Samuel to be the channel for him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请我们大家记得。
Dear brothers and sisters, please remember.
当我们因为胆小，因为怕人，因为担心人怎么看我，而尊重人过于尊重神的时候，就是神对我们话语稀少的时候。
When we fear people and concern how people will see us more than how God will see us, at the moment, God's word will become rare to us.
现在我们讲撒母耳和以利的故事。
Now we talk about the story about Samuel and Eli.
我又想到了以后撒母耳和扫罗的故事。
Then I think about the story later about Samuel and Saul.
圣经记载，扫罗与亚玛利人征战之前，神让撒母耳告诉扫罗要抵挡耶和华所痛恨的亚玛利人。
Before the war between Saul and the Amalekite, God asked Samuel to tell Saul. How he
神告诉他要将亚玛利人灭绝尽尽，连同他们一切的牲畜，不得留下任何的东西。
God hate the Amalekites and want to destroy all the Amalekites and their cattle and wealth.
那结果怎么样呢？
What's the result?
结果扫罗带着百姓却非常怜恤亚玛利人的王亚家，不将这个王给杀。
But Saul and his people did not they loved the wealth of Amalekites and spared the king.
不仅如此，也爱惜亚玛利人上好的牛羊牛犊羊羔一切美物都不肯灭绝。
They love America's cattle, sheep, and all the lambs and everything that was good, they spared them.
当撒母耳来到责怪他的时候，他就这样说。
When Samuel came and scolded Saul, Saul replied.
大家听听扫罗怎么说。
Let's hear how Saul.
他说：“我有罪了。”
I have sinned.
我因惧怕百姓听从他们的话，就违背了耶和华的命令和你的言语。
I violated Lord's command and your instructions because I was afraid of people and I so gave in to them.
扫罗因为怕人，
because Saul was afraid,
于是就听从了人。
He followed the people.
但是他却不怕神。
He did not fear.
他违背了上帝的命令。
he violates the God's command.
当扫罗提出撒母耳能不能与他同行的时候，撒母耳拒绝，转而离身，甚至把衣襟都扯断了。
When Saul begged Samuel to go with him, and Samuel refused, and tore up his garment.
我们可以从这个衣襟扯断的事情上看到神对扫罗尊重人过于尊重人过于尊重神的怒气。
From this incident of torn up garment, we see the anger God towards Saul because of his afraid of people more than afraid of God.
圣经曾有这样的记载说，撒母耳直到死的日子再也没有见过扫罗。
In Bible, it recorded till the death of Samuel, he never went to see Saul.
不是撒母耳不愿见这个扫罗，而是神不要撒母耳去见扫罗。
It was not because of Samuel did not want to see Saul, but it was God who didn't stop him to do so.
从这个故事中，我们多少可以明白上帝的性情，也知道一个事实。
From this story, we can understand God's heart and know the fact that
当一个人怕人过于怕神，尊重人过于尊重神的时候，神的灵就会远离他，上帝对他的话也会稀少。
When a person afraid of people more than God and honor people more than God, God's word will be rare to him and God will be far away from him.
我曾经听一位牧师在检讨自己牧会时的难处时说了这样一句话。
Once there was a pastor talking about his difficulty pastoring the church.
他说我不是目中无人，我是目中全是人，我是太怕人，结果我失去了神，也失去了人。
It is not because I couldn't see people, but it's the problem is what I see is all about people. I was so afraid of people and afterwards, then I lost the people.
这里我要特别补充一句，尊重人过于尊重神，这里的人也应该包括我们自己这个人。
When we talk about honor people more than God, it's not talking about others, and we are also included.
所以这句话我们可以把它解读成为尊重自己过于尊重神。
Phrase can also be said, we honor ourselves more than honor God.
这就是为什么今天的时代神的话语稀少，或者对人，或者对他的教会。
This is why God's word is rare to his people and the church.
许多的时候就是因为我们尊重自己过于尊重神，看重自己的想法意见过于神的旨意和命定。
A lot of times we value our opinion more than God's command. We honor ourselves more than honor God.
我们要起来悔改。
So we need to repent.
因为今天神借着以利的故事对我们的心说话。
Today the Bible talk to our hearts through the story of Eli.
神的话非常的重。
God's word is heavy.
在二章三十节。
In chapter 2 verse 30.
神说尊重我的我必看重他。
God said, those who honor me I will honor.
藐视我的他必被轻视。
But those who despise me will be disdained.
好，现在我们刚才我们讲的第二种的是哪一种人？
The second type.
胆小的人。第一种是什么人？
The first
type. 无知的人。第二种是胆小的人。现在我们讲第三种人，那就是刚硬的无视神的人。
Let's talk about the third type who are stubborn and ignore God.
我们要从二章十二节读到十七节。
We'll read 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12 to
十七节。二章十七节，我们翻到了，我们一起来。以利的两个儿子是恶人， 不认识耶和华。这两祭司在百姓是这样的规矩，凡有人献祭正煮肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来，手拿三尺的叉子，将叉子往罐里、往鼎里或釜里或锅里一插，插上来的肉祭司都取去了。凡是上到示罗的以色列人，他们都是这样看待。又在未烧脂油以前，祭司的仆人就来对献祭的人说，将肉给祭司，叫他烤吧，他不要煮过的，要生的。献祭的人若说，必须先烧脂油，然后你可以随意取肉，仆人就说，你立时给我，不然我便抢去。如此，这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重了，因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。这段经文的描写让我们看到什么是神眼中的恶人。
From this description, we see what are the evil men in the eye of the Lord.
也让我们看到什么是一个恶人的行为。
And we also see what is the wicked behavior for the evil men.
恶人首先不是因为他做了什么恶事，而是他不认识神。
The wicked man is not because of his wrongdoing first, but because of he.Does not know God.
而一个不认识神的人，在神的眼里就是一个恶人。
A man who does not know God is a wicked man in the eye of the Lord.
因为一个人因为不认识神，他的行事为人当然不愿意照着上帝的善恶的标准。
If a man does not know God, what he does will never follow God's standard of good and evil. It will follow his own standard.
上帝眼中的恶人是因为他随着自己心中的喜好和肉体的情欲去行事。
The wicked men in the eye of the Lord are those who follow their own likeness and their desire of the flesh.
一个恶人的行为的一个印记就是想怎么说就怎么说，想怎么做就怎么做。
The sign of the wicked men is they do whatever they want to do, say whatever they want to say.
圣经告诉我们，这两个少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重，因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。
The Bible said the sin of the young man was very great in the Lord's sight, for they were treat the Lord's offering with contempt.
圣经告诉我们，最后这两个少年人是同一天死去的，作为神亲自施行审判的印记印证。
In the Bible, these two young men were put to death on the same day as a statement of God's judgment.
神曾经借着他的父亲的口对这个两个少年人说话。
God once spoke to these two young men through their father.
我们可以来看二章二十四节到二十五节，我们来看一看神怎么借他父亲对他们说话的。
Let's read. Chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. Let's see how God spoke to them through their father.
我们可以一起来读。
Let's read.
我儿啊，不可这样。我听见你们的风声不好，你们是耶和华的百姓，犯了罪。人若得罪人，有事实审判他。人若得罪耶和华，谁能为他祈求呢？然而他们还是不听父亲的话，因为耶和华想要杀他们。
For it was the Lord.
这里的因为是说，因为他们不听神借着他们父亲对他的警告，就为这个缘故，神要取他们两个人的性命。
Here it says, because these two young men will not listen to their father's rebuke that come from the Lord will put them to death.
因为圣经上说他们犯的罪甚重。
Because Bible said, their sins great.
因为他们不仅藐视耶和华的祭物，甚至使他的百姓厌弃给耶和华献祭。
Because Bible said it was not only they treat Lord's offering with contempt, they also lead people do not want to make offering to the God to the Lord.
许多的时候，神的儿女也一样，因为悖逆刚硬，就是不愿意听上帝的话。
Many times, the children of Lord would not listen to God because of their stubbornness.
以致神的话就对他开始稀少。
so that the word from the Lord became rare.
我看到我的孩子现在已经不用 email 了。
I see my son seldom use email.
他在网上现在是用 Facebook 与人沟通。
Now he communed to his friend through Facebook.
他曾经还秀给我看他许多朋友的照片，所以你们小朋友的照片我都看到你们。
Samuel showed many pictures of yours.
我看到过 Billy, 看到过 Dan, 看到过 Kevin.
Pastor saw Billy, Kevin, Dan, their pictures.
我昨天也参加了 Kevin 的 high school 的毕业典礼。
Yesterday, I went to Kevin's graduation ceremony.
他是毕业生的代表。
He was such.Students representative.
我想说不错，这些的 Facebook 上的相片都很个性，有的也很酷啊。
I think those pictures are very full of character and cool.
我在想，今天身处通讯如此快速发展的时代。
Now we're in the age of fast communication.
当我们翻开圣经的时候，会不会觉得圣经已经年代久远？因为圣经里面没有任何奇特的画面和诱人的声光效果。
Now, in this age, when we open the Bible, would we feel the Bible is so old-fashioned because there's no special effect, no sun and the light effect?
但是我想说，圣经。中上帝的话是灵是生命。
But I think the word of the Lord is spirit is life.
它本身蕴含着超高科技的能力，比现在的科技更厉害了啊！超高科技的能力。
It contains the power way beyond high tech.
它超越现在和未来一切尖端的通讯方式。
It way beyond all the method of now and coming.High-tech method of
所以我就在问你，如果你有了神借着圣经对你讲话的经历，
If you have the experience that God talked to you through Bible，
或许你听到的时候常常会觉得神借着牧师的讲道信息来对你说话。
If you hear God's talking to you through the sermon of pastor，
那现在我就盼望你明白，那正是宇宙的创造者在高天之上直接在跟你发短信。
Then I hope you realize this is the creator of the whole universe text to you from the heaven。
那圣灵就是放在你心里的那个接收器。
The Holy Spirit is the receiver put in your heart。
但是如果我们心里刚硬悖逆，不信神，无视神，
IfOur heart is stubborn and has no regard to God.
那么我们就会在今天这个眼花缭乱的时代加速坠落下去，再也听不到神对我们说话了。
Then we will accelerate our thinking process into this fuzzy noise, trendy culture.
今天我们讲了三种人是听不到上帝的话的，或者说是神对这三种人话语稀少。我们还记得这三种人吗？
Today we talk three types of people who couldn't hear God's word, or we say God's word are read to these three types of people. Do we still remember?
一种是什么人？第一种无知的人。无知的人是什么？听不懂上帝的话的人。
Who do not understand God's word.
第二种我讲的是什么？胆小的人。胆小的人的特征是什么？尊重人过于尊重神。
More than God.
第三种人是什么人？刚硬的人，是无视上帝的人。
Has no regard to God.
但是今天圣灵今天要对我们提醒。
Today the Holy Spirit will remind us.
这三种人的生命形态常常会同时集中在我们一个人的身上。
These three types ofthe life status may happen to one person.
所以当我们感到上帝的话最近对我开始稀少的时候，我们就要来到上帝的面前好好省察自己。
If we feel like God's word are rare to us recently, then we need to come to God and examine ourselves.
我们要求圣灵帮助我们，看我们里面有没有属灵的年幼无知没有。
then we will ask the Holy Spirit to help us to examine if we have the ignorant in our spirit.
有没有尊重人或尊重自己过于尊重神没有？
Have we honor people more than honor God?
有没有刚硬悖逆无视神没有？
Have we being stubborn and has no regard to God?
三种人我们还记得吗？第一种什么？无知的。第二种什么？
Ignorant。
胆小的。第三种什么？刚硬的。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的主，你对我们说话。
Dear God, please speak to us。
你的话就是生命，就是灵。
Your word is life and spirit。
你知道我们里面的光景。
You know our spiritual status。
我们常常无知。
We're often ignorant。
我们常常胆小。
Often full of fear。
我们也常常刚硬。
And often full of stubbornness。
神啊，求你不撇弃我们。
God, please don't forsake
us。你不要向我闭口。
Don't be silent in front of me。
大卫说，你如果向我闭口，我就像死人一个。
David said, if you be silent to me, then I will be dead。
主啊，你的灵充满我。
God, fill me with your spirit。
你对我的心说话。
Speak to my heart。
你提升我。
Raise me up。
你帮助我。
Help me。
你陪伴我。
Be my company。
你带领我。
And guide me。
让我的生命能够成为你的见证。
May my life be a testimony for you。
让别人看到我的时候，就将荣耀归给你。
When other people see me, then they will give glory to you。
祝福你的话。
Bless your word。
让你的话成我一生的祝福。
Make your word be the blessing of my home。
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church。
让我们有个悔改的心。
Give us a repent heart。
转向你。
Turn to you。
听我们在你面前的呼求和祷告。
Hear our cry and pray。
奉耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus' name。
阿门。